Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Kingdom Business News and Interviews with Essence E, where there is inspiration in every interview and hope in every topic. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my show. I'm your host, Essence E, and I pray everyone is having a beautiful day out there today. I pray you guys are pushing forward and you're fulfilling the purpose that God has given you. Amen. So today, the topic of the show is called, How Can I Be Me? So go grab something to eat or to drink and go grab those Bibles and let's dive right into this show. So first, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 through 4. And it says, Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry, or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. So, you know, how can I be me? How can I be me in the Lord when everything always comes at me? How can I stand up for myself? How can I defend my faith? And you know, sometimes we stand at a standstill sometimes because sometimes our mouths get shut. We don't have the courage to speak out about Christ, or when we're facing, when people are asking us all sorts of questions and they're not believing in Jesus the way we believe, sometimes you stand in a standstill. You know, I see most people, when people come with a question about God, and then they come right back at them. And but for some people, it's very, very hard for them, especially new babes in Christ. So, you know, it's very, very hard because sometimes you hold yourself back, or sometimes you are a new creature, but then you'll be thinking, what are my friends going to think about me serving the Lord? And know that this happens to everyone at some point in their life, because when you become a new creature in Christ, everything is different. Everything is so brand new. I mean, you won't even want to walk the same way, talk the same way, go to the same places that you and your friends used to go to. You won't want to dabble in the things of the world. You just want to be on fire for God when you first start out. And because you are on so much fire because Christ is within you, and all you want to do is shout the name of Jesus, feel you're feeling his presence right inside of your body. You're feeling his presence all the way through. But then when you get out there in the world, and when challenges come up against you, I know how hard it can be. It's hard to be you. It's hard to be you when your friends are sitting up here like, what is so different about you? Why did you change? I liked the way that you were. But for you, you're glad for the change because you didn't like who you were. You felt empty inside. You felt like all the things that you were doing, partying, drinking, smoking, it was not fulfilling you. But when you found Christ, he fulfilled you all the way through and through. You felt his love deep inside of you. And that's such a beautiful thing. And you know, when you do become a new creature in Christ, there's going to be things after you, demons going to be around you, witches, warlocks, you know, spirits chasing you at no end, trying to get you to fall. You know, some people will try to strip away your identity. It'll make you question who you are and what you're believing in. But I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will stand up and that you will have the courage to keep on going. Because sometimes we do question our faith. Sometimes when we're faced with such adversity, we're like, Lord, please help us. Please be there for us. But then when you see other people, some people look like on the other side, they have it so much easier than you right now because you're getting plagued with everything. Because God said this was not going to be an easy road to go on. It's not easy walking every single day with the Lord. Sometimes it's hard because sometimes you're faced with challenges that you never expected to face. But I pray that you will keep going in every single challenge that you have. Each challenge is different. Each challenge, you know, sometimes you might fight it easy, but then there are other challenges that you're like, oh my gosh, Lord, this is so hard. How can I do this? Where are you? Where are you, Lord? Are you hearing me right now? And sometimes the teacher will stand back quiet while he watches his student and see if his student is learning. So we have to know who we are in the Lord, and we have to learn that we can be us. We can be like Christ and be out there and, you know, talk about him and be about him, show everybody Christ's light. You know, sometimes we feel unqualified to be us. And, you know, we can't see what God sees in us because God has made everyone for a purpose. He's made everyone for a plan. He's doing everything he can in each and every single one of our lives. It's up to us to go out there and execute it and to accept it. You know, sometimes when there's darkness surrounding us, and you know, sometimes we can actually get consumed by the darkness ourselves, and we just want to burst into light at full course. We don't want to go off course with the Lord, but some of us do. We go off course for a season, and sometimes we may not even realize it. Sometimes we're not praying as much as we should. Sometimes we're not in our word like we're supposed to. Sometimes we're not spending that intimate time with the Lord because for some strange reason, other distractions come in our way. You know, other things like sometimes our friends, you know, you really have to be aware of who you're surrounding by and who you can be cool with in the faith. And if there's no one on the other side with you with that, your friends, if there's no one who's going to be there to back you up and who's up there mocking God and mocking Jesus, mocking the God that you serve, then that is not your friend. That is not your friend anymore, because that friend would not be mocking the God that you serve. That friend would actually stand by your side and tell you everything is okay. But there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people who we call friends, and they're mocking the Lord behind our backs. They're saying everything about us behind our backs, talking about how are we serving this God? What are we doing? You know, talking about it, saying that we're crazy, saying, you know what, she got into like this cult thing. Because, you know, some people will come at you and say that you're in nothing but a cult, but it's not a cult. It's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And a lot of people will come at you, and a lot of people will talk foul about you. That's why you need people who believe in the same God that you believe in surrounding you, because it is very important in our walks to surround ourselves with people who love Christ Jesus and who understand and who can hold us accountable, who can lift us up when we feel like we want to fall. We need those people in our lives. So I just pray that we will find people in our lives that we can be us with, and we can be ourselves with. We can be ourselves with them and be ourselves with Christ, and just know that whatever we do, however we're we're walking this thing in Christ, that we need to do it all the way, that we need to keep on going. We need to keep on striving for our greatness, because God has put greatness in each and every single one of us. He has done so much for our lives, and his promises will always be fulfilled. Always remember that God is not a man that he should lie. And his promises will always come back tenfold. We have to keep trusting and believing in that. If he could do it for all the people in the Bible, from Abraham all the way to Jesus Christ, to Paul, to all of them, Daniel was in the lion's den. He was in the lion's den, and Daniel prayed to God that if it be in his will, that the lion's mouths would shut up. Their mouths would be shut up and nothing would happen. And that's what happened. God fulfills miracles. He fulfills promises. He is such a great and awesome God. And we need to realize that we can be who we are. You know, for me, I ask myself that question. How can I be me? How can I be me when everything around me, everything that I'm surrounded by, is negative, is not of God? And how can I stand up and be the light by not being consumed by the darkness? You know, it's hard to be a light when everywhere around you it is dark. It's dark. And you know, when there is that one spark of light, you thank God. But when you're surrounded by negativity, when you're surrounded by people who don't believe in the same God that you do, it's so hard to navigate through the waters. You feel like you're a fish with a whole bunch of sharks around you. But guess what? You are protected by the blood of the Lamb. You are that spark of light in the water. You are the one being protected in that bubble that he's keeping you in, so these sharks will not eat you. He is our protection. He is our foundation. He is our everything. And we need to know that we can be us. We can be us. We are a little fish in a big, huge pond, but we have a voice. We have a voice that we need to get out there. We have a voice to say that Jesus is real. Jesus is coming back. Jesus is our everything. There is nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that, with knowing who you are and who you serve. Do not let anyone out here make you feel intimidated just because they don't feel the same way that you do. You know, whenever people ask me questions, you know, I will be honest with them and tell them the truth, especially about subjects that people do not want to talk about. People avoid abortion. People avoid the LGBTQ community. I've noticed this with a lot of celebrities, that they will avoid those tough questions, because a lot of times when they do that is because they don't want to lose their fan base. They don't want to lose their fans, you know, because those are the main topics that people will try to eat up Christian celebrities with. Let's just be real. When people go to those topics, it's meant to eat them up. It's meant to see what they were going to say. It's meant to see if they're going to put it out on social media. You know, they could either say, oh, I'm so happy that they agree with this, with my lifestyle. And then you have the other part when you speak the truth. Oh, you're this, you're that. They're calling you all kinds of names in the book. But we have to remember that the things that we stand on, the truth is in his word. It's in God's word. And whatever truth that he has, we have to follow it. Because it is the truth. It is the truth. He's revealed the truth to us. So we need to stop concealing the truth or trying to sugarcoat it for other people to make them feel good. We have to be us. We have to be who we are. And we have to be who we serve and who we stand for. You know, sometimes we compromise ourselves, we compromise our position because we want to appease other people. And we have to stop trying to appease other people and not hurt their feelings. We have to hold each other accountable for the things that we say and for the things that we do and for the way that we move. You know, we need to stop moving like zigzaggedy and go into a straight way, because God doesn't want anyone zigzaggedy. And the thing is, that's really basically lukewarm. You're going this way with God, but you're trying to stay over here with other people. And God does not like lukewarmness. I've talked about this many times on my show. He does not like you being right in the middle, because what's the point of you being in the middle? You're not making a concise decision. First, you're over here with God and his people, and then you're over here trying to support things that are not of God. So we need to make a decision today. We need to draw a line in the sand. We have to be about our Father's business, because if we're not about our Father's business, we shouldn't be about our Father at all. I'm just keeping it point blank, period, honest. So let's be us in the Lord. Let's walk with our heads held high. Let's know the God who we serve, and let's not be afraid anymore, because God is with us. He is truly with us, whether things go our way or not. Sometimes we may want things, and sometimes God said, I don't want that door for you. Or sometimes we're sitting up here praying, and we're waiting and doing all these things, and we have to be very patient, because, you know, there's a saying, he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. And God is an on-time God, so we have to be faithful, and we have to keep pursuing God. Because like I said, when we go through trials, when we go through tribulations, the teacher is going to stay silent. He's going to stay silent and be like, I'm going to see what they've learned. I'm going to see what they've learned. That's why, you know, in the book of Job, and I just encourage people to read the book of Job, because it's a great book. I said this last time on my show, because I'm like, this is one of my favorite books of the Bible, because this man went through everything. God took away everything. His children died. His wife basically told him to curse God. His friends were of no encouragement. He was sitting up there with sores all over his body. But he said, I am not going to curse my God. I am not going to curse my God. If it's meant for me to die, I'm going to die. So just let it be that. His friends were no help to him. They accused him of doing something and stuff and all kinds of things. Just please read the book of Job. It is really, really a great book. And he's a prime example of, no matter what happens within our lives, that's the way we need to walk. We need to have that mindset. No matter what happens with my life, no matter how down I get, God is still there. No matter what I'm facing, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what I'm feeling right now in my flesh, in my spirit, God is real. And this is a storm that I'm going through right now, but I am going to get to the other side. I'm going to stay faithful. I'm going to stay true. Because you can't sit up here and believe in God when all the good stuff is going on, and when the bad stuff comes, you abandon him. And, you know, and that was a true testament. That was the true test with Job, because he had everything a man could want. And the test was because the devil was in God's ear, basically up there saying, because God was saying stuff about Job, saying he was a wonderful servant. And then the devil was like, well, I bet you if you took this X, Y, Z, he's going to curse you right to your face. See, this is how the devil works. You know, the devil wants to see God's people fail. And when he's up in the ear of God saying, this person's doing this, this person's doing that, there will be a test that comes. That will be a test that comes to see where we are with the Lord. And, you know, with Job, he went through so much. And, you know, but he still kept his faith no matter what happened. You know, his sores were so bad, they were oozing out with pus. And, you know, the dogs came by to lick his sores. And, you know, to have that all over your body, to be sitting there, you were once a rich man, but to go barely unrecognizable. I mean, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine what he went through. But he went through it, and he got to the other side. He got to the other side. So God doesn't want someone who has everything and then, you know, start cursing them when it's all taken away from them, because you truly were not serving the Lord. The reason why you were serving the Lord is because you have all these things he gave to you. Let him take it all away from you and see how you would react. So we have to remember that our spirit man needs to get stronger and stronger every day. We cannot succumb to our flesh. We cannot succumb to our flesh, because our flesh, whoo, Lord have mercy. Our flesh, it if we're not daily in our word or daily praying, our flesh will come out, and it is a struggle. It will tussle with the spirit. It will tussle. You'll have all these things, and before you know it, the enemy and his minions will try to come at you at your weakest point, trying to get you to go to that other side. But in Jesus' name, we will not. We will not go to that other side. We will keep pushing forward in the Lord, and we will keep fulfilling our purpose that's in him, because we all have a testimony. We all have something to give. Each and every single one of us has a testimony. Each of us can touch someone's life because of our relationship with Christ. So please just always remember that. Always know that you have a testimony and know that you have purpose. So right now, I would like to read the poem that I wrote, How Can I Be Me? And I pray that this really helps someone out there. So, how can I be me when there are demons all around me, witches, warlocks, these spirits chase me to no end? How can I be me when they try to strip away my identity at every turn? When I think I succeed, they hit me so hard with a lightning speed. How can I be me? My mouth feels shut to speak the truth, and when I try, they scramble my words and turn them into mush. How can I be me when I feel unqualified to be me, and I can't see what God sees in me? How can I be me when I hold myself back from me and listen to lies that make me blind, that stop me from seeing my greatness inside? What can I do, Lord, to break this darkness that surrounds me and burst into the light with full force and stay on a righteous course? How can I be myself, not this flesh I was born into, but reborn into the me that I was always called to be? Lord, I surrender. Mold me, change me, make me whole again. I fell on my face again. Lift me from this sinful ground so I can be on the soil of your holy ground. Shape me. I'm ready to let it all go for you, Lord. Give me strength. Help me. I want to stay on your side and not be lukewarm with the slip and slide. Lord, bless me to be me, the real me, a child of the King, fully equipped, fighting for Christ at every turn, letting Satan and his demons feel every burn. So that was How Can I Be Me. I pray that that poem was a blessing for someone today. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning into this show today. I just pray that it resonates in your spirit, and I pray that you get something from it. So right now, we're going to play the song called Heal. It's by a girl I know. Her name is Jeannie. She has beautiful, beautiful music out there. If you listen to this song, her song is on all the major digital platforms out there. Go and download it. It's really, really a great song. She has such a beautiful, beautiful heavenly voice. And I just pray that you guys will go and support her right now. So thank you guys again for tuning into this show today. Just remember that you always have purpose in Christ, and just stay the course and stay in his light and be yourself. Be yourself. Don't be like anybody else out here, because God made you unique. He made you strong. He made you for a purpose and a plan. Just always know and remember that. So thank you guys again for tuning in. I love you, and God bless you all.
The pain lingers on. You try and you strive, do all you can to be strong. You push through the hurt, press through the fight, over and over, time after time. You wipe off your tears, put on a smile, but deep inside, you know everything's not alright. You know everything's not alright. So don't hide, it's alright. Let it all out, you can cry. Don't be shy, let the tears fall. Don't you hide what's inside. This is the way you heal. This is the way you heal. depression took over. You feel you lost so much time, you wish you could start over. You take all those pills, but they just don't help it. You think maybe taking your life might solve this. Well, I'm here to say, it's time you give it all to him. Give it all to him. So don't hide, it's alright. Let it all out, you can cry, don't be shy. Let the tears fall, don't you hide what's inside. This is the way you heal. This is the way. So don't hide, it's alright. Let it all out, you can cry, don't be shy. Let the tears fall, don't you hide what's inside. This is the way you heal. So let him hold your hand. You can start again. Every day his mercy's new. Just trust his plans for you. So let him hold your hand. You can start again. Every day his mercy's new. Just trust his plans for you. You can heal. Oh, you can heal. You can heal. Yes, you can heal. It's never too late. You can heal. It's never too late. It's hope for today. You can heal. Don't hide, it's alright. Let it all out, you can cry. Don't be shy. Let the tears fall, don't you hide what's inside. This is the way you heal.
You want to be remembered as a great friend or dad. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who died too young. So always buckle your seatbelt. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who didn't. A message from the Virginia DMV. Click it or ticket. You want to be remembered as a great friend or dad. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who died too young. So always buckle your seatbelt. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who didn't. A message from the Virginia DMV. Click it or ticket.